So Sirza asked a very good question. I said the Quran mentioned in Surah An'am, chapter 6, verse 54, that وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. That when those come to thee, when those come to thee who believe in our signs, wish them assalamu alaikum. The Quranic verse says, when those come to thee, when they approach thee, then salam becomes a farq. Now when you go in the marketplace, I, as a Muslim man, go, even if they don't come to me, I wish them for salam, because the Prophet said, whoever wish salam, it's better to spread salam. But you as a Muslim woman, you have to even maintain your hijab. And for hijab, there are various verses given in the Quran as well as Sahih Hadith. If you read Surah Azab, chapter number 33, verse number 32, it says that a special verse has been revealed to the wives of the Prophet saying that be not too complacent in your voice, lest in the opposite person in whose heart is a disease, they may misunderstand you. Means for the wives of the Prophet, they could not be too complacent. You know, oh, assalamu alaikum. You have to maintain your hijab. Hijab is also of the wife. So as a general rule, sister, you as being opposite sex, you need not wish every Muslim that you see on the road who does not approach you. When I go to the market, if I see a Muslim woman, and just passing by, I will not wish a salam. If she approaches me and there are certain problems, she requires help, etc., I maintain my hijab, I lower my gaze, etc., and follow. But normally, if they don't approach, it's not compulsory. For the same sex, for letting peace spread on the world, alhamdulillah, I will try and wish to even a person who doesn't approach me. So you, sister, to the opposite sex, it's not a requirement that you should wish to every Muslim brother, young or old, that you meet. If you know, if he is a mahram, your father or your son or your husband, then it's preferable. If anyone approaches you, you should meet. Now regarding the question, if suppose a person, if a Muslim wishes you assalamu alaikum, how should you respond as a Muslimah? First, you should realize that if there is a requirement for the Muslim man who's a nahmaram of yours to talk to you, then can the discussion proceed. If you think it's not a requirement, you need not proceed with the discussion. You need not proceed. If you know that this particular boy is from your college and unnecessarily he wants to talk to you, then you have to maintain your hijab. You need not talk to him also, because his intentions aren't good. But if you know that the intention is good, and suppose opposite sex approaches, you give the reply, but not too complacent. Don't say, oh, walaikum assalam. It's not a requirement. You have to maintain your hijab. Walaikum salam, be firm, so that if there's a disease in the heart of the opposite person, it will not be increased. That is the guidance of the Quran. So sister, where nahmaram gent is concerned for a woman, and where a nahmaram woman is concerned for a gent, you should maintain the Islamic hijab. And as the sister said earlier, that there are some men who look at the women who don't do hijab. The Quran first speaks about the hijab for the man and then for the woman. The Quran says in Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse number 30, before it speaks about the hijab for the woman, it says, say to the believing man that he should lower his gaze and guard his modesty. That means whenever a man looks at a woman, any brazen thought, any unashamed thought comes in his mind, he should lower his gaze. This is the hijab for the Muslim. So if a Muslim man looks at a woman, irrespective whether she's a Muslim or non-Muslim, he cannot feast on her. So sister said there are Muslim boys who look at non-Muslim and get married to them. They aren't following the Quran. They aren't fit to be called as Muslims. Once there was a friend of mine who was a Muslim, who was staring at a girl for a long time. So I told him, brother, what are you doing? Why are you staring at a girl for a long time? So he told me, our beloved Prophet said that the first glance is allowed, the second is prohibited. I have not yet completed half my glance. What did the Prophet mean when he said that the first glance is allowed, the second is prohibited? It doesn't mean that you can look at a woman, stare at her for a long time without blinking for 10 minutes and say that I'm following the Prophet. What the Prophet meant that unintentionally if you look at a woman, don't intentionally look at her to feast on her. So similarly, sister, it's not a requirement that you greet every nahmaram Muslim man that you meet. But if they approach you, depending upon the situation, you have to give the reply based on Quran and Sahih Hadith. Hope that answers the question.